Back we are, the John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Be checking in this hour with State Senator John Braun on the status of the police pursuit law, which, as I said, if you want to regain control of the streets, there are several things we should do. There's two things we must do. We must allow police to pursue bad guys. We must make hard drugs a felony again. And so we are looking forward to hearing from Senator Braun to ask him, what do you do when you... What do you do when there's a clear majority of the legislature that wants to pass a bill and one member in one chamber who happens to chair the relevant committee through which legislation would be heard says no, no. And to make sure that the members of my committee won't vote contradict my position, I won't allow the bill to even be heard by my committee. It was heard in the House. KVI listeners were encouraged to call the legislative hotline yesterday. A lot of you did. So did a lot of other folks. That bill to allow police pursuits passed in the House.
Police agencies across the state have been begging for changes since the existing law restricting when they can pursue a suspect kicked in 2021. One measure that passed would give police who have reasonable suspicion the authority to pursue someone accused of a violent crime, a sexual crime, DUI, and domestic violence calls. It has bipartisan support. Democratic Representative Alicia Rule.
Our communities of color suffer the most when law enforcement cannot pursue.
During a hearing last month on the measure, Kent Police Chief Rafael Padilla urged lawmakers to pass a fix.
Because I've never seen in my 31 years of law enforcement the state and the condition of our state when it comes to open lawlessness and complete disregard for our laws.
The other bill that passed out of committee would call on the Washington Justice Training Commission to set up a work group to study pursuits and then come up with a permanent policy by the end of the year. Carlene Johnson, Northwest News Radio.
Okay, now it's not perfect. It's not perfect, but it is a solid step in the right direction in correcting a terrible law. Even Jay Inslee on this show a few weeks ago admitted that the law was not working and needed to be changed. And yet you have one senator in particular. She's got some companies. There's a few other people who feel the same way with her in the Senate, but one senator, Manka Dhingra, from Redmond, radical Democrat from Redmond, Microsoft land, is preventing the bill from being heard. So what do you do? What do you do? It's already passed a key committee in the House. It will pass the entire House, likely. So when it goes to the Senate, and she's standing in the way, even though a majority of the senators want it to pass, what do you do? Well, let's ask someone who knows his way around the Senate. That would be Senator John Braun, the Republican leader there. Senator Braun from Centralia, Chehalis, thanks for making the time this morning.
Thanks for having me on, John.
Okay. What do you do when a bill that clearly would change a law that has had catastrophic effects in just the year or so that it has been fully operational? Auto theft has doubled in a year. In a year, the number of incidents where people have refused to pull over for the police has almost tripled. Again, in a year. And even though the bill was passed to make the streets safer, we just set a 30-year high for vehicular for deaths on the highway. 745 people died last year, in part because more people are speeding and driving recklessly because police can't pursue them either. So what do we do?
Well, we have a lot to do. Yeah, I mean, it's good news that it got out of the House committee. I don't think it's a sure thing that it gets out of the House, so we got to keep pressure on there. Mm-hmm. And then we have to continue to work on the chair of Law and Justice, Monica Dingra, to make sure that she will hear this bill. She knows without doubt that the majority of her caucus wants to hear the bill. The vast majority of the Senate wants to hear the bill, wants to debate the bill. So we can't let up. This is not done yet. It's a good step. I'm encouraged, but there's a long way to go. And the other thing I would say is, as you mentioned earlier, the bill is not perfect. It is a step in the right direction. It does include some stuff, but I'm not convinced it will stop the lawlessness we see across our state. It still allows folks to literally drive away from police for theft and auto theft and other crimes that are causing enormous harm to folks in our state. So good news, but it's only the first step. We got a lot of work to do, and we cannot let up pressure. Folks, the folks in Olympia, the legislators in Olympia who are standing in the way, and Dingra is in front, but she's not doing this by herself. She's getting cover from leadership and others. We got to keep pressure on them, make sure they know this is a top issue.
Who is helping her in the Senate block this bill?
Well, I'd start out with every member of leadership. Every member of leadership, including Dingra, who is in the deputy leader for the caucus, has backed her and said, well, no, it's her choice.
Okay, but you're saying leadership and nobody knows who you're talking about.
Got it. So the key leaders in the Senate are Senator Andy Billig from Spokane. Monica Dingra is a deputy leader. The floor leader is Jamie Peterson, Seattle. The whip is Emily Randall in Gig Harbor.
Just reelected.
Just reelected. So I'd start there. And then there's others that are I think, ultimately will vote for the bill if it comes to the floor, but are not leading the charge. Folks in South King County in LD 47, Senator Kaufman, Senator Wilson in LD 30. These are folks who I believe would likely vote for the bill if it came up, for at least they should. Their districts clearly want it, but are not leading the charge. They're not pushing. Here's the frustrating thing. I mean, they don't let me inside their caucus, just to be clear. So I'm sure there's things I don't know. But to my knowledge, they haven't had a single caucus meeting on this issue. They talk to the public and say, we want to fix this, but they're not actually raising it to the top of the bar and say, this is our top issue and it should be.
So Patty Kutteher from Bellevue? Where is she?
She is opposed, as I understand it. So she's certainly not leading the charge to fix the issue.
Amy Wallen,
a House member, and I don't know where she stands.
That's right. Amy's in the House. That's right. I was thinking 41st District. Okay. So, what can be done if the chair won't hear the bill? You still have a couple of options, Senator Braun. What are they?
Well, there's a few things. Under the rules, we can pull the bill directly to the floor of the Senate and just vote on it. The rules allow that. The challenge is, and this is where the Democrats that want to do this need to stand up and for their districts and for our state. They just have to vote on the procedural motion to pull it directly to the floor. The other one that's maybe a little simpler for them to do is it doesn't have to go to Dingra's committee. As an example, it'll go to Ways and Means eventually. It could go directly to Ways and Means to be heard, and then from there to rules and to the floor. So there's ways to bypass her committee. But to do that, you have to have members of the Democratic majority willing to take that procedural vote to send it somewhere else. They actually have to stand up for what they're saying they want.
Well, and people need to know also that the person who is leading the charge on this is driven not by facts, evidence, and logic, but by ideology. The study on which Monica Dingra has based her entire argument in favor of this bill that is now law was by a retired UW sociologist. It has been dismembered and eviscerated by the head of the criminology and forensics department at Seattle University as not even being worthy of being in a serious conversation about this issue. Ironically, it was a House Democrat, I believe her name is Alicia Rule, who commissioned the study in the first place from the Seattle University professor. So there are some sensible Democrats who are trying to hear this. But again, you've got a radical senator who basically is the Shama Sawant of the Washington legislature. She's driven by ideology. She is stubborn. she refuses to listen to logic and evidence. She doesn't care, and she doesn't even care about the results of the bill. It's one thing to vote for the bill thinking it will be okay, but at this point, how can anyone stand by the results of the bill? We just talked about auto theft doubling, the numbers of people leaving or refusing to pull over for police tripling in a year. So I think that needs to be part of the conversation, too, just how radical this bill is, and it's in the person who's blocking it, John.
That's absolutely true. And I want to reinforce one thing. They've moved this bill so it just affects essentially crimes against persons, and they are absolutely failing to understand the enormous impact auto theft has on folks. If you're a single mom or a family that's just barely making it, and you lose your automobile, you can no longer get to work, you can no longer get your kids to school, you lose your job, you lose your house or apartment. This is devastating to folks who are in this situation, and they refuse to understand what a huge impact this is having on our community.
You're right. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, auto theft needs to be part of this bill. I'm going to guess that the disproportionate number of people whose cars are stolen are themselves people of modest incomes, and people of color are probably disproportionately represented among the victims of auto theft. If you don't own a home, the most valuable thing you own is your car. And the legislature, again, state law needs to take the theft of someone's car seriously. Last word, Senator Braun.
Yeah, I guess the last thing I'd say is this: the lawlessness, even just the driveways, what is it, petty theft, it encouraged more of the same. We have to push back on this. You can't just let rural laws be set aside, and it doesn't seem like much when you look at the words, but it's a big deal in our communities. People are getting hurt. We can't stand by and let this happen any longer.
Well, I tell you, if there is going to be a dividing line between the parties, let this be the issue. Let this be the issue. If they want to die on that hill, because I think the vast majority of people are starting to get it. I think they are connecting the inability of police to pursue. If police watch someone steal a car, they can't pursue it. It's how ridiculous this new law is. And I think that they want to hold people responsible. And, of course, people say, well, it's Olympia. Well, the legislature. No, it was one party in the legislature that did this and refuses to reform the law. People need to put on the heat, Senator Braun.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show. That's Senator John Braun from Centralia Chehalis, Republican leader in the Washington State Senate.